Hi, I'm Dr. Gail Brenner, and I'm the author of Suffering is Optional, A Spiritual Guide to Freedom from Self-Judgment and Feelings of Inadequacy. In this meditation, we're going to take our time and go through the five core practices presented in the book that help you find freedom from feeling inadequate, unworthy, and unlovable. You'll discover that who you are is already whole and complete, and that the peace you long for is always here for you to experience in no time at all. Begin by finding a comfortable sitting position. You can close your eyes or keep them open if that is more comfortable for you. Bring your body to a place of ease as much as possible. And we'll begin by taking a few conscious breaths. Start by exhaling fully. Then from your low belly, inhale slowly up through the bottom third of your lungs, then to the middle third of your lungs, and the top third all the way to the collarbone. Then exhale the top third, middle third, and bottom third. And then return to normal breathing. Recognize that you can breathe through your whole torso, including the front of your body, the sides, and the back of your body. So the breath can be very full and open. Now let's take another breath. So exhaling completely, and then inhaling from the low belly to the bottom third of the lungs, the middle third, the top third, and then exhale, top third, middle third, bottom third, then back to normal breathing. These deep conscious breaths calm your nervous system and bring oxygen to all parts of your body. It's the universe breathing itself through your body in this moment. Now take two or three more full and conscious breaths on your own, in a rhythm that works for you and your breathing. I'll be silent while you do this. When you suffer, you've identified with the content of your thinking. You take what your thoughts tell you as a statement of truth about who you are. But this is a mistaken identity. The five core practices bring clarity to your experience so you can discover who you truly are. We break down the conditioned ways of thinking that run in you so you can realize this truth. You realize that you are consciousness itself, already whole, missing nothing, awake and alive just as you are. This is the ultimate truth, available now and in any moment. To start the practices, bring to mind a time recently when you were suffering. Maybe you felt hurt by something someone said or did. Or maybe you felt rejected or ignored. Or you were in a situation where you felt like you didn't matter. Any time of suffering is a starting point. We begin with the first core practice, which is to turn toward your experience. Instead of going into your mind, trying to solve your problems, or looking out to other people to make things right, make a 180-degree turn with your attention and go right into your inner experience. And we do that with the qualities of openness, curiosity, kindness, and dedication. To be open, clear your mind and let go of any opinions or judgments about what you might be experiencing. Right in this moment, adopt an attitude of openness. Be open to everything in your mind, heart, and body. Not being closed, it's like a breath of fresh air to be open. Then be curious about what you're experiencing right now. What are you feeling? What are you thinking that is making this a moment of suffering for you? Just by being open and curious, already you're being kind with yourself by not judging your experience. You're not making yourself wrong for what you feel, and you're not shaming yourself for whatever it is that you're thinking. It's really the opposite. Kindness is a deep acceptance of whatever is present, welcoming it fully just as it is. When you turn toward your experience with dedication, you stay with this process. You might feel the tendency to resist or avoid what you're experiencing. You might feel like you're not doing it right and you just want to give it all up. Finding the true peace and happiness that you long for takes a fire in your heart and dedication to stay with what you really, really want. This is the first core practice, turning toward your experience and bringing along with you openness, curiosity, kindness, and dedication. The second core practice is the safe haven of being aware. Recognizing that you are aware completely changes the relationship you have with your thoughts and feelings. Instead of being entangled with them, you shift your attention to noticing them. You become the witnessing presence. This shift is powerful. Here, in this spaciousness of being aware, you start to realize that you don't have to take the content of these thoughts seriously. You notice feelings, but you don't get involved with them. You don't need to change or get rid of anything. It's simply about a new relationship with your experience. To find this spaciousness of being aware, it might help to track the sensations of your breathing. This brings you right into the present moment. Then relax your attention away from everything, including the breath. And here you are, completely present. You're just here, alive, and breathing. Not doing anything. Just noticing that things come and go in the space of you. Be the space that lets all of it be here. The third core practice is losing interest in the content of thoughts. Attachment to thoughts creates problems. So if you're thinking and believing, I'm inadequate, I'm not good enough, I don't matter, I'm unlovable, you're suffering. If you take a look at what your thinking is telling you in any moment of suffering, it will become obvious to you why you're feeling badly. You're lost in a negative story about yourself and others. You're putting yourself down. You're worrying about the future. Or you're feeling like a victim of the past. These thoughts are stressful and don't serve peace and happiness. Think of these thoughts as sounds in your mind with meaning attached to the sounds. And that meaning has become central to how you think of yourself. But what if these sounds didn't mean anything to you? The invitation here, which I know is radical, is to lose interest in the content of your thoughts. If you experiment with it, you'll find you really don't need to think very much. You can function quite well without this negative commentary running in your mind. And when you don't give these thoughts attention and meaning, the sense of who you are as the one who is broken or inadequate begins to dissolve. So find the space of being aware. Just be here and lose interest in the content of your thoughts. That means losing interest in what your thoughts are telling you. It's not serving you anyway. The thoughts appear as random sound, or think of them as words in a language that you don't understand. Don't feed them. Give them no attention. Just rest your attention in being aware. Open. Expansive. And fully alive. Thoughts that are sticky have some emotion attached to them. Underneath these thoughts, you feel afraid, sad, angry, frustrated, or disappointed. The next core practice is to welcome feelings. Feelings have two components: a story that goes through your mind about what happened, and physical sensations in your body. And as you know, the story around emotions can be quite dramatic. From the spaciousness of being aware, lose interest in the story running through your mind and notice the physical sensations that are present. This being aware space is vast enough and loving enough to hold all of your feelings, so welcome them home. Let them come out of the shadows of unconsciousness to be met in the light of awareness. With no goal to get rid of anything, you are the endless welcoming presence that lets feelings and sensations be here. If your eyes are open, you might close them so you can't see the outline of your body. There is just space for sensations to come and go. Vibration, contraction, fluttering. The sensations may intensify, change, or move around. There may be more or less sensation. It doesn't matter what sensations are present or what they do. When you welcome feelings, you're not fighting with them or avoiding them. You're simply allowing things to be just as they are. Now notice the tone of your whole experience. Maybe there's a sense of peacefulness or ease, an undeniable feeling of aliveness or well-being. This is the fifth core practice, the sacred return to your true nature. The sacred return is not something you do. It's the realization of who you are. As the attachment to thoughts and feelings falls away, you simply realize what is already the case, that beyond all thoughts is this boundless, formless experiencing, and this is who you are. There are two ways of being aware. You can be aware of something, such as a thought, a feeling, or something you see or hear, or you can be aware of being aware. Here is the pure experiencing in the moment, awareness being aware of itself. When you buy into the content of your thoughts, you've mistakenly believed that they define you. But here, without the content of thoughts, without doing anything, you're totally awake and alive. This is how you come to know that suffering is optional. You're like the sky with no clouds in it. Vast and open. Endless, clear, open space. Clouds, like thoughts and feelings, may come through, but they don't disturb you. You are totally aware and in harmony with all of life. You know you're not the inadequate one that your thoughts tell you that you are. This is you, your true essence, luminous, empty, vast, peaceful, and overflowing with life.